Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. God bless our troops. God bless those that have sacrificed for our country, as well as the family members of those that have lost loved ones as we go into Memorial Day weekend. So interesting. One of my listeners is a middle-aged white Jewish gay man, and he's having trouble denouncing his whiteness at work. And you know, it's, these are conversations we never thought we would have. And so he says he understands that there's racism in this country, bigotry, because he's been bigoted against, and he sees the swastikas, and he's had anti-gay homophobic slurs thrown at him. But, you know, it, does he get a pass? And I don't know if he was, you know, just kind of joking with this email to kind of, you know, or is he really kind of struggling with it. So, you know, I haven't worked for a corporation in a very, very long time. So I haven't really seen the videos that you all are seeing. And there should be, from what I'm understanding, all right, there should be no sort of work mandate that causes you to dislike any aspect of your race, your creed, your gender. So none of these videos are supposed to make anybody who's female, male, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, none of these videos are supposed to make anybody dislike or apologize for who they are. That's why we have the civil rights law. That's why rights, you know, laws. That's why we have ACLU. So if there are actual videos saying that you as a man, you know, or you as somebody who's white, you know, are, you know, wrong, should be ashamed, should be denouncing yourself. No, because there are people that are mixed race. There are people who are gay. There are people who are Jewish. There are people who are straight. There are people who are, we are who we are, and our Constitution protects us from being forced to denounce ourselves, being forced to, you know, any sort of discrimination. So there's not supposed to be any hate. And so I don't think you're going to get, quote unquote, a pass, because if, you know, if these work videos are supposed to say, look, guys, you know, what, despite your color, despite your creed, despite, you know, whatever, we don't tolerate racism here. These are examples of things that could be racist. You know, I don't know if, I think it was the South Korean leader had shaken the hands of Kamala Harris. Now, I don't know if his hand was sweaty, but Kamala Harris shaked his hand and then wiped it on her pants. Now, that's considered a sign of racism when it's done with one person and another person of a different race. But, you know, were his hands sweaty? So these are the things that I'm under the impression are being taught at work, going, look, you shake somebody's hand and then it looks like you wipe it off. That's something that was done, you know, and unfortunately still is done when, you know, people exhibit racism. So there are a lot of things that people might not realize. They go, but yeah, but the hand is sweaty. Well, then if the hand is sweaty, you know, and you want to wash it off or whatever, then maybe we just need to avoid the hand-washing thing. You don't want to be accused of being racist, you know, because somebody has a sweaty hand. Again, I have no idea what happened with the South Korean president, but I know all over the Internet people are like, oh, my gosh, Kamala Harris is, you know, racist against Asian Americans or whatever. We've been using the term racist so much that, you know, it unfortunately is being also misused, such that when we do have racist issues, and we do, we still have, you know, ungodly amounts of racist acts that happen, you know, throughout the country, people are like, oh, it's racism again. No. Okay, this isn't something that we fatigue on. One of my friends lives in Anchorage, Alaska, and I believe she went to a Jewish museum. This is in Alaska, and there's swastikas put all over it, swastika stickers. So there's hate, there's bigotry. But on the flip side, work, from what I understand, is not supposed to force anybody to denounce who they are. You know, one of my favorite Lady Gaga sounds is You Were Born This Way. It's a song about, you know, you being born this way. You're born female, male, trans. You're born who you are. And be proud of it. Be, you know, you're allowed to, you know, love who you are. And so, you know, when, I don't know if, you know, he was, you know, just kind of, you know, being jokey, tongue in cheek, or if he's really like, do I really have to sit here and go through this sort of, you know, denouncing myself when I'm gay and I'm white and Jewish. So nobody should be feeling that way. We are unfortunately attacking racism and bigotry wrong if we force people to dislike themselves. If you have young kids, you know, going, Mom, you know, I don't want to be white. I don't want to be black. I don't want to be Hispanic. Then we as a country are doing something wrong. We don't want kids born going, I don't want to be who I am. People are going to hate me for who I am. And unfortunately, this is what has pervaded for centuries in so many different races genders and gender choices and religious choices. This has been unfortunately something that has plagued us for centuries, that we are trying to be a society now where, you know, kids should love who they are. They should love their genealogy. They should, you know, look at their roots. I mean, look at Ancestry and Me and, I don't know, 123 or whatever they have, Ancestry.com, and I forget the other, the 123 one. But, you know, people are now really fascinated to see, you know, do we have roots in Kenya? Do we have roots in Austria? Do we have roots in Pakistan? Do we have roots in Iran? Where are our roots from? And so if there is at work or school any sort of suggestion that you are the wrong race, then we've completely gone back on our fight against racism. And so I don't know if people apply for passes. What I do suggest is make sure work doesn't make somebody feel like they have to denounce themselves or hate who they are. That's not what this country's about, and the Constitution forbids that. The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the ex-girlfriend of the man who killed multiple people yesterday morning during a union meeting in Southern California said that she was scared of him and described in court filings that she was sexually assaulted by him when she turned down his advances. Now, NBC Bay Area is not identifying her name, but she is from the Bay Area, and she says she hasn't spoken to him since they broke up about 12 years ago. She said, I was scared. He made a lot of trouble for me. I've moved forward. So in court filings associated with a domestic violence restraining order Cassidy sought against his ex-girlfriend back in 2009, she describes being sexually assaulted and said he had major mood swings caused by bipolar that were exacerbated by heavy drinking. She said several times during the relationship he became intoxicated, enraged, and forced himself on me sexually, she alleged in the response to his petition for a restraining order against her. She claims in the filing that while she did willingly have sex with him on several occasions, there were other times when she refused and he attempted to force himself on her. In his petition, Cassidy accused the ex-girlfriend of threatening to get him fired, harassing his new girlfriend, and damaging a car that was parked in his driveway. His ex-girlfriend denies the allegations. A judge initially granted a temporary restraining order, but the parties later agreed to settle the case. In a phone interview with NBC Bay Area, the ex-girlfriend says they dated for 6 months after meeting on Match.com. Cassidy told her his job at VTA was stressful, and she says he complained about his boss. She says Cassidy's demeanor changed after she turned down his major proposal just 2 months into their relationship. She says she told him it was too soon and she wanted to take things more slowly. So you see the impulsivity of this person when it comes to sex, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to deciding to get up and shoot. It's horrible. She said, I turned him down and he turned totally different. He was angry, screaming, stole my car. He was mean to me. He was not mentally stable. She had not heard the news about the shooting until NBC Bay Area contacted her through the attorney. She said, he's a murderer. He killed innocent people. That's terrible. I feel sad. And again, we don't have her name, and I understand that she probably wants her privacy now, but she dated him 12 years ago. Now, his ex-wife has, I believe, spoken out. Cecilia Nelms had said that he had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. She said, I never believed him, and it never happened until now. Now, Samuel Cassidy killed 9 of his coworkers between ages 29 and 63. This was an assault in Santa Clara. And according to Sheriff Lori Smith, it was very deliberate and very fast, and then he turned the gun on himself. Sheriff Smith confirmed Cassidy had 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 loaded magazines. It's unclear if they were legally obtained. Sheriff Smith told the Today Show it appears Cassidy set timers to burn his house down to coincide with opening fire at Rail Depot. She said the call came out with the shots fired at 6:34 in the morning, then a fire was reported at 6:37. So he must have had some way to set it or have someone else do it. That's what we're operating under now, is that he sent some kind of a device to go off at a certain time, probably to coincide with the shooting. These people are really sick. You can't try to think what they were thinking. But this was somebody, I mean, obviously there was planning, but the impulsivity, unfortunately, can be an underlying thread in people that shoot and kill. The Santa Clara County Office of the Medical Examiner Coroner identified the victims: Paul De La Cruz Mejia, Adrian Valesa, Jose De Jesus Hernandez, Timothy Michael Romo, Michael Joseph Rudometkin, Abdullah Wahab Algamandan, Lars Kepler Lane, and Tapta Jeep Singh. Apparently Singh died trying to help others escape. He had told people to be careful, hide. He was running around the building to save others' lives. Now, investigators have still offered no immediate word on possible motive, but the ex-wife said he used to come home from work resentful and angry over what he perceived as unfair assignments. She said he could dwell on things. Now, the two were married for about 10 years until a 2005 divorce filing. She says she hasn't been in touch with him for over 13 years. You know, and people ask, they go, you know, how are people in relationships with people who later, you know, become shooters? And one thing I could tell you about people with bipolar, having known bipolar people, they are, the good days are good. The good days with a person who's bipolar, is sometimes better than with the average person. But the bad days are so bad that it's not a circling of the equator. It's very pendulum-y, very extreme. And so people that have bad, bad days, I don't know if Ike Turner was bipolar, you know, but they, when they ask for forgiveness and when they are loving, it is such a pendulum swing. It is such a filling of a dearth that many people in relationship with the bipolar will gravitate towards those good times so much that they can't let go of the person. Or they feel sorry for them. Or they go, look, this is somebody with mental illness. I'm not going to discriminate. I'm not going to, you know, there's a lot of people out there with mental illness. There could be worse. They talk themselves into being with somebody. And you know, people with mental illness out there, they want to be loved. Unfortunately, many of them are abusive. And, you know, you wonder why people will stay in an abusive relationship. Now, sometimes they feel forced. Sometimes they're coerced. Sometimes people have something over them. Sometimes people think that the person they're with will kill them. So they talk themselves out of it. They say, if we ever break up, it is going to be so bad that I think it's better to just put up with it. I can't explain why all people stay with abusive people, but these are some of the reasons that happen. And so it is no surprise that somebody with, you know, severe bipolar and mood swings and anger issues will have relationships, because the good days might be very passionate, might be very emotional. And because, you know, if there are people out there that, you know, are looking for being loved and people wanting to commit in a relationship, they might see a person that they're newly dating commit so quickly. Like he was ready to marry somebody. Well, if somebody's looking for that, they're going to be attracted to somebody that says, you know what, I'm not going to... I mean, the guys I dated, they're like, you know what, let me take my time. Let's give it a few years. I'm like, okay, no. I don't have a few years. I need to get married before I'm a spinster. I mean, you know, so the people out there, they're like, let's take our time. Let me play the field. That might not attract the typical person who's like, look, you know what, I want to start a family. I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me. So in that honeymoon phase, you have somebody saying, I love you, I am with you forever. Then, unfortunately, I did date somebody who our first date was already talking about me meeting his parents and, you know, me going away with them and all that. And I was like, it's too much. It turned me off. And so, you know, maybe that's our spidey sense. I don't know. But, you know, don't be surprised that these individuals who end up, you know, killing people and, you know, because you're like, well, weren't they antisocial and just in a basement playing video games all day? Not entirely. Some of them have major mood swings. Some of them could have, you know, schizotypal tendencies. Some could be bipolar. And they will have relationships and date along the way. Many of their relationships end. Looks like his marriage ended in divorce. The engagement ended, or the person he wanted to marry. So chilling footage shows Cassidy calmly setting off from his home carrying a duffel bag, which police believe contained the gun used in the attack. He just sits there like he's going to his car. He has like the sun visor in the car, and you know, and he's just sitting there getting into his car like nothing. Now, this is the 15th mass killing in the nation all year. They say all the shootings that have claimed at least four lives, each for a total of 86 deaths, according to the Associated Press. White House President Joe Biden ordered flags to be flown to half-staff, urged Congress to act on legislation to curb gun violence. And again, this is in California, who has very strict gun laws. So I don't know. I'm not sure if he got this legally, unfortunately. When somebody for years is saying how they want to kill people at work, they're going to find a way to do it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. So tragic. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Democrat House members released a statement criticizing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for equating the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Not to mention a long list of anti-American rhetoric. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York on Fox News, says Omar must pay a price for her out-of-touch comments.
This has nothing to do with religion, ethnicity, race, gender, political party. This has to do with her as a member of Congress putting out all this anti-American propaganda. There should be a very heavy political price to be paid.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that the FDA extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by 6 weeks. The review concluded the shots remain safe and effective for at least 4.5 months. In February, the FDA originally authorized J&J's vaccine for up to 3 months when stored at normal refrigeration levels. This is USA Radio News. The Senate Armed Services Committee listened to budget testimony Thursday for fiscal year 2022. The request is for $715 billion. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Army General Mark A. Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the $715 billion request would preserve readiness, but it's also a down payment on future readiness.
We are ready now and remain so in the future. We're also facing tough strategic choices, and we're being increasingly challenged with very capable potential adversaries clearly acting in opposition to our interests.
General Milley also said our contract with the American people is that we, the United States military, will be able to fight and to win. When called upon, we will support and defend the Constitution always and forever.
Someone keeps calling 911 from a cell phone, sending cops to entertainer Jennifer Lopez's home, wasting time and energy from the Los Angeles Police Department, and cops are not happy. This has been going on for 6 months. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you out there have battled breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer or lymphoma or leukemia. And many of you, after your fight, you go, well, now what? Many of your doctors have gone. You know, many of us don't have the same doctor that we've always had since childhood. And you're kind of out there, you feel alone, even though there's millions of you out there, And you feel alone, like, I had cancer, I overcame it, but now what? And there's this, kind of sense of fear it could come back, a sense of I should be doing something. And it's not a topic that we talk a lot about. So I'm very excited about my next guest. Joining us next is Dr. Timothy Pierman, psychologist at the Lurie Cancer Center at Northwestern Medicine, to kind of talk about some of the psychological needs for those of us that survive cancer. Dr. Pierman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I couldn't have said it better. I think cancer survivors do face exactly that, like everyone in their environment telling them, you should be happy, you're done with cancer treatment, go back to normal, even though there maybe isn't a normal anymore.
Exactly. Somebody diagnosed with cancer, I've had a few cancer scares. I've been very, very grateful not to get an official diagnosis. But, man, it seems like every few years, I have to face that big letter C. And it is frightening. And I think somebody who actually had cancer and went through treatment might have a little PTSD after it.
Absolutely. That's something we see a lot. Heightened levels of anxiety and depression and what we call scanxiety. Every time you have to go back to your doctor and get your follow-up scans and blood work and all that stuff. So it is an anxiety-provoking experience for sure.
Exactly. You almost wonder if some of the people that presented with more severe COVID were those who, after cancer, are done with doctors. We've had a lack of enthusiasm to go see the doctor, like you said, because they fear they're going to get bad news. And unfortunately, I get calls, as I do telemedicine, for patients going, nah, I don't want to go to the doctor. It doesn't end up good for me. I'm like, you need to go, and you need to go soon, because the earlier you address something, the better.
Yes, it is absolutely, it's tempting to just not go back and see your doctors when you could get bad news, for sure. And that's what, hopefully we're trying to implement in our cancer survivors is ways to be engaged in your own care and make sure that you feel like you have agency in that whole process.
Absolutely. So tell us about Lurie Cancer Center.
Yeah, so our Cancer Survivorship Institute and our supportive oncology program, we're really lucky in that we have like the full complement of treatment professionals here, from psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, dietitians, tobacco treatment specialists, health educators, patient navigators. So we're really lucky here in that we were able to provide for like the full range of care for the whole person and not just, the cancer diagnosis. But that can be a lot harder if you're not in, a big city like Chicago where we're located. It can be hard if you're in sort of a remote or rural area. But to your point, I think one of the sort of the silver linings of the COVID cloud that we've all been living under is that a lot of the support resources, like places like the Cancer Support Community, Gilda's Club, where patients could go and be around other people who were experiencing similar things, you don't have to show up in person anymore for those things. So almost overnight with COVID, all of those resources transitioned to online. So now it doesn't matter where you live. You can actually access all of those things online. You can go to, a Tai Chi or yoga class. You can see a cooking demonstration for healthy cooking after cancer. You can go to a support group with other people who've been through what you've gone through.
Absolutely. I love that your background is psychology. One thing I get, especially from a lot of ladies, is they don't feel sexual anymore and they don't feel sexy. And they feel like quote unquote damaged goods when they're not. The one in two people have some form of cancer. It could be mild, benign, but one in two people. And I try to help people realize that you still are very desirable. Cancer should not make you undesirable.
Absolutely. And I will say that, unfortunately, as treatment providers, I think we don't do a very good job of asking patients about their sexual health. And I think it is so important. It's so important for anyone, whether or not you're a cancer survivor, but it's something that is it's just not asked about. And patients are really hesitant to report it for a number of reasons. First of all, it's just a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but also, I've had patients come to me and say, yes, I've been having sexual dysfunction ever since I started my cancer treatment, but I haven't told my doctors. And I'll say, why? And they'll say, well, I want my doctors to be laser focused on curing my cancer. Mm. I can deal with all the other stuff. I don't want them to get get distracted and feel like they have to focus on that. But, you know, the point of that is there is help available if you're experiencing problems with, you know, any of these mood issues, sexual dysfunction. We can help with that. So it's really important just to let your treatment providers know.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the STAR program.
Yeah, so the STAR program that we have here at Lurie is it's a program that's specifically focused on adult survivors of childhood cancers. And there aren't many programs like this in the country. Our program started about 20 years ago and was one of the first that really focused on this group. So for a long time, people just sort of assumed that, you know, childhood survivors of cancer were resilient. You know, they're kids. They bounce back really quickly. They'll just reintegrate into their classrooms and their families and their social networks. But we now know with, you know, two decades of research that that's not the case for a lot of kids as they progress into adulthood. And they have some really unique needs that are, you know, some of those needs are medical. You know, some of the cancer treatments maybe affect your heart function or lead to early osteoporosis, those kinds of things. But some of them are more subtle. So things like depression, anxiety, financial issues. We know that adult survivors of childhood cancer tend to be sort of underemployed. They may have had to take time off from school or from work. Mm-hmm. And that can really lead to some very practical problems that they have. So it's really important to focus on sort of, again, like the full person and not just the survivorship aspect.
What do we as a country need to do to help you guys and to help more institutions like yours in helping people?
That's a great question. I think the biggest thing that all cancer survivorship programs struggle with is just the funding piece. It's hard to see these programs. They take a lot of money. They don't necessarily, you know, we don't bill insurance for a whole lot for our services. A lot of these services come for free, you know, the social work, the dietitians, those kinds of things. We're not able to bill for those. And so that's the biggest struggle that we face is kind of sustainability with these programs over time.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up a good point, you know, in terms of employment, I mean, and finances. It's expensive to still go for your screens, to go for your care, to go for any repeated biopsies, and then you miss work. And so it's kind of a vicious cycle where, you know, you're trying to be financially secure, but you are, you know, so it's not only do you need the support, but many people also need the individual financial support.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that cancer survivors face is that on the surface, they look quote unquote normal. You know, they look like anyone else. You wouldn't know that they were a cancer survivor, but they may be really struggling with higher than normal levels of fatigue or, you know, some of the long-term physical impacts of their cancer treatment that no one can see, but that really do impact their ability to work and do the same things that their peer group does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. Dr. Pearman, how can people find out more information about you and Lurie Cancer Center?
Yes, they can go to our website. It's www.nm, as in Northwestern Medicine, .org/cancer. And we have a full list of our resources, but also some broader resources that people can access whether or not they're in the Chicago community.
Fantastic. Dr. Pearman, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. God bless, and thank you for all you and your team do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people feel that COVID is what killed the President Trump or the Trump presidency, and that President Trump would have been able to easily get elected a second term if it wasn't for mail-in ballots, if it wasn't for the economy crashing,
if it wasn't for COVID. And ironically, things might be turning around for Trump or people who had agreed with some of the things Trump said in terms of the virus coming from China or the Wuhan lab, in terms of censorship. And today we learn that Facebook is going to uncensor users who are going to comment on COVID possibly leaking from a lab. And they are going to reverse their policy from February, banning those sorts of posts as, quote, harmful misinformation. Now, this is where the, you know, tech censorship and people disbelieving what an administration is trying to say, you know, has taken on a very ridiculous role. To see now this backpedaling where, all right, you know what, it's okay, you guys can now comment. It's almost now so apparent what they were doing, which, you know, as I said, the previous administration had alerted us to. And this isn't, you know, being about, you know, right, left. It's about, you know, doesn't matter who the president is. If the president and the State Department is trying to inform the public of something that has to do with public health, right, you don't silence that. This silencing is something that makes us all nervous. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care if you're from the Green Party. If you have something to tell us, if you want to tell us there are UFOs, you should be able to still, you know, access the same platform as anybody else. Now, mind you, Facebook is private, and they're not government-run. Facebook, you know, does have some abilities to make choices, but when they discriminate based on somebody's political leaning, that's when civil rights laws are supposed to get involved. And so you're not supposed to discriminate against sex, creed, gender, religion, belief, obviously, creed. And so if they are censoring, then that starts to now go under the discrimination laws. So private companies can't just say, look, no, I'm only going to, you know, hire Hispanic women. They can't necessarily do that. They have to be an equal opportunity employer. They have to offer services. They can't just, you know, we're just going to service men, or we're just going to service you know, Asian females or black men or white women. They can't do that. So that's where Facebook overstepped. So in a statement to CNN Business, a Facebook spokesperson said late Wednesday that in light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, we will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made from our apps. They say we're continuing to work with health experts to keep pace with the evolving nature of the pandemic and regularly update our policies as new facts and trends emerge. So if I could be devil's advocate, Facebook is in a very, very tough position because they were attacked by Congress for perpetuating fake news and false news out there. So if somebody posts, you know, the sky is falling and everybody panics, Facebook was made liable for that. Now, should Facebook be liable if somebody is posting on there, you know, guys, I think tomorrow the world ends, so everybody now loot? Is Facebook really responsible for somebody posting something on there? Well, if in the courts they are making Facebook responsible, well, then Facebook is then going to, in light of their responsibility, then censor things that can make them liable. So, you know, you can't, even though they're a big company and they make a lot of money and a lot of people dislike them, you can't put a company between a rock and a hard place where it's, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And Facebook now is being looked upon as a news source. It shouldn't, but that's what people are using it for. So now that people are using Facebook to get their news, Facebook has some sort of a responsibility to make sure there's not fake news. Unfortunately, what they're choosing as fake news is wrong. And when the COVID leak theory came out, we actually thought of it even before, because the original SARS outbreak in China back in 2002 to 2003, according to a Singapore Health Ministry report, was a lab leak. So the original SARS leak was a lab leak. And then a couple people died in 2004 after the initial outbreak because of a lab leak. It just made sense that this could be a lab leak too. But no, you couldn't write anything about it. You couldn't post anything. I did write an article, and Facebook did not censor it. So I don't think they censored all of it. But then they censored me when I said I was going to talk about that new monoclonal antibody treatment in the news. For some reason, they censored that. I even showed them the news article. This is all over the news. Why would you censor me on that? So they definitely have some issues with their censoring. But this is the problem. You know, who's picking and choosing? And especially when it's very left-leaning. So just, you know, trying to appease the media because it's something that Trump said, so you're going to silence it. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, whether you like the current president or not, or like the previous president or not, every president has their good policies and their bad policies. Everyone. There was never a perfect president in our lifetime. There are some that I think we really, really liked. But no presidency was perfect. But that doesn't mean that they don't have good things to offer. And that you have to silence every single thing. Now, I get it. President Trump didn't really sound very presidential. He was calling the virus the China virus. And people thought that might be xenophobic or, you know, and so, but if the State Department said, look, guys, we really think this happened August of 2019, which I believed, because when you look at the timeline of all the cases, it makes sense that the early cases started at the end of the summer before, all of a sudden, no. So, you know, people are now pretty upset. It just seems to, you know, what goes around comes around. So now we have this issue where, you know, the administration might have been right. And the censorship thing is going beyond what it should. And I, you know, it's again, if Facebook is legally protected from anything that's posted on their platform, even hate, then they probably won't censor. But if they are going to be legally liable for stuff that's posted on there, they're going to censor. That's why people sue, because they want them to take action. Unfortunately, they're taking action, and it seems like it's biased against one side. So when you do see hate speech, but then you also see Trump get censored, you're like, well, wait a second here. Okay, well, is this really about you trying to stop hate speech, or is it really about one political side? So Biden announced earlier this week that he has given U.S. officials 90 days to investigate the virus origins. This is almost 2 years too late. But the announcement came after a U.S. intelligence report found several researchers at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology fell ill November 2019 and had to be hospitalized. Now, see, that isn't what changed my mind, because, one, my mind was already kind of like, I really think something's going on here because of the previous reports. But the reason why I'm not really convinced that that's the big news, because a lot of people get sick. A lot of people got sick with COVID. So I'm expecting COVID to have been around, even in America, in the fall of 2019. So people being at the hospital who got sick and hospitalized, well, again, they could have come to work already having gotten it. I think it's not the November 2019 report. It's the report from the previous administration where people were sick from that lab earlier in the summer. That makes us more concerned. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.